pride goeth before the fall. And so we see the pride of these holy ones, supposedly of Nazareth, and of Naaman the Syrian, who was, by all accounts, other than by the religion, the true religion of Israel, a good and just man, a forthright man. And he heard about the prophet, and Elisha is what we call him nowadays, but Eliseus was a term that is used in this translation. The holy man that had done many, many things and many miracles. So the king sent him with a letter, and of course the king of Israel was totally beside himself. He did not believe that this was real. He thought it was a provocation, so that when he failed, then the king of Syria could come after them and destroy them. But such as was, because he did not believe. And so, finally, those who were the servants of Naaman prevailed upon him. If the prophet had said to do something really incredible, like climb the highest mountain or something, you would have not had any problem with that and would have tried to do it and be cleansed of the leper. But instead, he tells him to do something very simple, to wash 7 times in the Jordan River. Now, compared to the other rivers of the world, the Jordan is nothing. And so thought Naaman. The pride goes there. And so he was going to go away indignant. And of course, this may have provoked a war indeed. But no, they prevail upon him, and he goes and obeys the man of God. And of course, obedience is totally contrary to pride, and it is something that we must remember. So Naaman obeyed, and he was cleansed. Perhaps Elisha could have told him to wash in the meanest little pond or puddle in Israel, and the same thing would have happened. It was not the waters of the Jordan. It was the obedience that he paid to the man of God that brought about his healing. And then he left all his goods with him. Elisha didn't really want them, but most likely they went to the king, who at the very least was able to replace the garment he had rent in two, as is the Jewish custom whenever some tragedy ensues, or it was in the old days. And everyone was happy, especially Naaman the Syrian, who went back home cleansed of the leprosy that was destroying his life. In the gospel, we have the people of Nazareth in the synagogue, where Christ was not performing miracles because of their great pride and their lack of belief. And so they were angry. He had been heard to have been performing all kinds of miracles, and of course they named Capernaum, but the other towns in which he had healed the lepers and raised the dead even. Tremendous miracles. But he had not done any there because they could not believe that he was really anything special. They had known him all their lives, and he was just a very kind and humble man. Our Lord kept to himself the fact that he was the Son of God. Mary and Joseph were commanded by God to keep these things to themselves as well. And so, now that he was coming forth in public as the Messiah, as the Son of God, they could not believe it. Why had he hidden this from them for so long? Again, it is pride, and it is the fact that they figured that they were more special than anyone else. And of course, that's pride. So, our Lord tells them, and he uses the example of the Old Testament, the prophets who had healed the leper, the prophet who had given food and oil and water to the widow of Sarepta. And they hated him for that, because these people were Gentiles. They were worthless people to them. Again, pride. And so they were going to hurl our Lord down the cliff. And St. Luke tells us very clearly. And he just walked by them without them even being able to lay a hand on him. It is very obvious from this and what follows, especially in this holy season of Lent, and in Passion Tide, which we shall begin in 2 weeks, that our Lord, as he had said, had the power to lay down his life and to take it up again. No one could snatch it from him. They had the opportunity, but not the power, because the power was his as the eternal Son of God become man, as a Messiah. And thus, they could not touch him. And he walked by them without being able to be harmed in any way. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And we remind you that today, in this, the Shrine of Our Lady of Fatima, is a plenary indulgence day according to the normal prescriptions of the law. But here, being able to pray before this miraculous image of Our Lady of Fatima, you can obtain a plenary indulgence on this day, the 13th day of the month of March. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.